Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Tuesday, September 8th. Sorry there wasn't an episode yesterday. It's a holiday in the United States and I was spending time with my family. Alright, well, we all know tomorrow is a big day for Apple. The rock and roll event tomorrow starting about 10 a.m. I'm not going to talk too much about it today because we're going to have lots of news about it tomorrow. But there's lots of rumors circulating around new iPods, updated firmware versions of iTunes, the Beatles possibly being released on iTunes for digital downloads. We'll cover all of that tomorrow, so be sure to check in. In other handset news, the Palm Pre, which is one of the big competitors to the iPhone and thought of as one of the best shots at the iPhone experience, that's currently on Sprint and is a $200 phone. There have been some rumors that it's going to drop tomorrow to $150, but today Sprint came out and said that they were going to offer a $100 credit for any of those who buy a Palm Pre while switching for it from another carrier. This is hopefully going to combat the surge of people leaving Sprint and many other services for the iPhone. So if you're on another phone carrier and really thinking about the Palm Pre, you could possibly, after tomorrow, get the Palm Pre for only $50 out the door. So that's really exciting. Speaking of other applications on mobile phones, Flickr, a very, very popular social photo sharing site, for a long time, the number one camera has been the iPhone. It's so easy to take a picture and email it and upload directly to your Flickr account for all your friends in the world to see. Well, there's been a lack of native applications. With the App Store, it's so easy to write an application, and Yahoo, who owns Flickr, has not done that until today. Right now, if you browse the App Store and search for Flickr, you can find the official Flickr application. It's a beautiful interface and really has a graceful appearance of your friends' photos floating in and out on the home screen, the ability to view sets, add new sets, upload photos and videos. It's a very cool application, though it is a little slow. If you prefer speed, you might just want to stick with the mobile web interface, but if you like a little glitz and glamour and can deal with a little slowdown, go ahead and check this out. It is available free on the iTunes App Store. In other news, Intel is offering finally its Linfield branch of the processor. This is also called i5. This is kind of a sideline or a stepchild to the Core i7, which was released earlier this year. Now that Core i7 is found on many PCs. You can obviously buy one and make your own or build your own computer. As well as the Mac Pro and the Xserve contain Core i7 based chips. These are much faster processors and have lots of improvements with RAM handling and PCI Express, things like that. So if you're looking to build your own machine, the Core i5 is available, and hopefully this will be making its way into other consumer products that are going to be released soon. So if you're into building your own machines or just like Intel news, be sure to check that one out. That's all the news I've got for you today. Be sure to check in back in tomorrow when we bring you what's happening in technology today.